Ukraine, why it has one of the most digital governments, date modified colon 2025-06-16T23:16:55.144Z, description colon despite the war, Ukraine has developed of the most advanced systems for digital government services, Why Ukraine is one of the world's most digital countries, June 16, 2025, save, Ben Morris Technology of Business Editor, save, Getty Images, Ukrainians can access 130 services from the DIA portal, rounding a corner in Kyiv on February 24, 2022, Alexander Bornyakov remembers driving into a gun battle. It was day one of Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine, and Russian saboteurs were fighting with Ukrainian security forces in the center of the Ukrainian capital. There is shooting, cars are burning, armored vehicles are burning, when we eventually passed, there were a lot of bodies. As a government minister, he had been ordered to drive hundreds of kilometers west and continue his work in a safer location, beginning in 2019, Bornyakov, deputy minister of digital transformation, had been managing the shift of Ukraine's government services to a new app called DIA, the Ukrainian word for action. The idea was that citizens could access everything they needed from their mobile phones, driving licenses, marriage certificates, house deeds, and much more. They started with driver's licenses in 2019, which was quite popular, but the DIA app got a boost during the pandemic, when COVID certificates were added. This gave another maybe 2 or 3 million people, says Bornyakov. Despite the war, DIA has continued to develop. Today the app hosts 40 government services, including tax payment, car registration, and marriage applications. Perhaps more fun, Ukrainians can make local selections for Eurovision via the app, including selecting national jury members and choosing the national representative. Additionally, 30 documents are available on the app. Bornyakov flicked through some of his for me, including his gun license and car insurance. There is also a DIA portal, which can be accessed via a browser on a computer, which has 130 services for citizens and businesses. In total, DIA has 22.7 million users. All this, according to Bornyakov, makes Ukraine one of the leading countries when it comes to digital government services, in his opinion putting Ukraine ahead of Estonia, which is well known for its digital government. I haven't seen anybody else doing better than us, except maybe Saudi Arabia, and this both relates to number of users and the approach. Ministry of Digital Transformation Ukraine, marriage admin can all be done via the DIA app. How has Ukraine been able to make such progress, despite the disruption of COVID and amid, for the last 3 years, fighting off Russian invaders? Part of it is having the right workforce, according to Bornyakov. He says that for the past 20 years Ukraine has been a popular destination for companies looking to outsource IT projects. He estimates that there are 300,000 software developers in Ukraine, many of whom have worked on complex projects for big international companies. There's a lot of technical and experienced engineers that can do brilliant things, he says. They are also not as expensive as elsewhere in the world. So, he estimates that between $5 and $10 million was spent on developing DIA. Hiring software developers in the UK would cost 5 or 10 times as much, he says. Getty Images, the DIA app was used to select Ukraine's Eurovision act. Zifferblatt, David Eves is associate professor of digital government at University College London, and has studied efforts by governments all over the world to digitize their services. He says the key to Ukraine's success was work done prior to building the app. Using software similar to that used by Estonia, Ukraine created a data exchange, which made it easy for data flow from government departments and organizations. The DIA app was then added on top of the data exchange. If you have this flexibility of moving data around, it becomes much easier to build new services, because rather than asking citizens for the same information all over again, you can simply request their permission to access it, says Professor Eves. So, when applying for a benefit, users don't have to re-enter their address, place of birth, martial status, and their income could be checked against their tax records. Not only does this reduce the administrative burden, but it means the government doesn't have to design a system to recollect, store and process this information all over again. Ministry for Digital Transformation Ukraine. The DIA app hosts 40 government services and 30 documents. That flexibility allowed Ukraine to add new services to cope with the challenges of war. We actually introduced around 15 different services related to the war, says Mr. Bornyakov. For example, users could apply for compensation if their property was damaged or destroyed. Citizens could also report the location of Russian troops through the app. Professor Eves also points out that Ukraine's war with Russia has spurred government to modernize. When you are on a wartime footing, there's a sense of urgency. The urgency of delivering the service becomes more important than rules that sometimes trip up bureaucracies, he says. That's put Ukraine among the countries leading the effort to digitize government services, according to Professor Eves. He thinks Denmark is probably leading the way with both a solid infrastructure, range of services and well-designed user interface. So what does the future hold? Ukraine is developing AI systems which Bornyakov says have the potential to make interactions with government smoother. He sees AI guiding a user through the various steps to get what they want. We want to redefine the approach to government services, he says. While Professor Eves is excited about the possibility of AI in government services, he advises caution. Developers need to be sure they have reliable data to train the AI and then ensure the system can learn what the right answers are. AI is like having a Ferrari. You can do amazing things, but you better have good roads. Pretty hard to drive a Ferrari on a dirt road, right? More technology of business, from festivals to weddings, why drone shows are booming, why food firms are scrambling to cut down on ingredients, why we need revolutionary cooling tech, war in Ukraine, international business, technology of business, Ukraine.